Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. I'm your host, Zoe. I am a certified professional life coach, and today I'm going to be talking to you about flow over force. Before I get into that, I would love to invite you into 5 days of free coaching with my business partner, Lo. We're holding this inside of a Telegram group, and this container is called the Quantum Accelerator. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. It's going to be very inspirational, and we're bringing forth some teachings that we haven't brought forth anywhere else yet. It's been a lot of the things that we've been integrating over this past year, and our intention in bringing this container to you is to expedite the arrival of your deepest desires. So if you're ready to take part in this workshop and make your dreams a reality, get them quantum accelerated, then the link will be down below. You can click there to save your seat, and I will be seeing you inside. So today I want to talk to you about flow over force, because this is something that once I recognize this concept, I've over and over again, I've been releasing myself from it in my life, but it's more subtle now than it was before. I used to be a workaholic, where I used to force myself to work and work and work. I would drink like 4 espressos a day, and I just had such a hustle built into my system. And that was such a masculine, forceful energy, and it didn't feel good to me, right? There are ways in which I felt satisfied because I was productive in ways, but I had a really challenging time feeling successful, and eventually I burnt myself out. I really, really burnt myself out, and I had to take almost a year off of work. And so in really understanding what it means to be in a state of flow over force, I have freed myself. And in that freedom, in that more relaxed, calm state of being, I become more of a match for my desires. I actually become more present with my life, and I'm available to see opportunities when they are in front of me, right? Because if we aren't present with our lives, if we aren't present with our bodies, how we're feeling, what's right in front of us, we could miss things, right? And of course, we're all on our divine path. Wherever you are in this moment that you're listening to this episode is absolutely perfect. But I just want to shine a light on this concept, because it's something that I catch myself in, and I caught myself in it today, which is why I want to bring it forward to you. So I work for myself as an entrepreneur. I am responsible for my calendar and for organizing that and for getting what needs to get done, right? Having certain deadlines and things like that. Oftentimes, I can get really excited about being productive, and I'll plug a bunch of things into my calendar. So I am presently in San Jose, Costa Rica. I've taken the majority of the last month off. So I had booked myself this hotel for 4 nights. It's a beautiful 5-star hotel, just really treating myself, nurturing myself. But I had these intentions of filming a bunch of videos, getting a bunch of work done, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm just coming off of, like I said, a month taken off of work, my work, but I was actually supporting at Iboga Wellness Center. I actually did a full retreat there myself. And then I went into the jungle and volunteered with sea turtles. And so there was actually a lot of space holding. There was a lot of energy exertion. There was a lot of me being in different environments and being triggered in different ways. And the journey itself out of the jungle back up to San Jose is a 2-day journey. And I found myself in San Jose when I arrived needing to decompress the last month and really integrate in ways, but also really recover from the journey, the 2-day journey that it took to get out of the jungle and back to the hotel. And there are ways in which my body started to react. Like, for example, my spine seized a little bit, created a lot of tension in my neck, and actually gave me a migraine, something that I haven't had in a very long time. So as soon as that happened, I recognized, okay, I just need to lie down and go to bed. I ended up sleeping for almost 12 hours just straight through the night, because clearly that's what my body needed. So when I woke up the next day, I still did not feel 100%. I could tell that I was low batteries, and I looked at my calendar and I didn't have much to do. I had a call with my life coach, but other than that, everything that I had plugged into my calendar was things that I wanted to do, like filming videos, recording podcasts, etc., etc. And I could have operated from a previous state of being, which would have been forcefulness, But I recognized I need to listen to my body. When I listen to my body, when I decide to charge my batteries, to nurture myself, I always know that I get everything done. Zoe always does. But the thing is, when I force myself, a task that might only take me, let's say, 1 hour could take five, because I'm actually not in that state of being that is, for example, receptive to allow what I want to speak to channel through me with ease and grace, right? And so over the past few days at this hotel, I've really been nurturing myself. I've really been letting the body lead. And in comparison to how I felt the first night when I got here and I had a migraine, I feel a whole lot better. I've taken this time to really relax. I've been alone, of course, just really nurturing my own energy, taking bubble baths, going to the gym, moving my body. And I've gotten what I needed to get done. And anything else that I had piled on to try to be a champion and get like everything out of the way, it just wasn't the time. It wasn't the time, so I gave myself permission to let myself off of the hook, trusting and knowing that when I'm nourished, that's actually the right time to, let's say, record videos. That's actually the right time to record a bulk number of podcasts and schedule them out in advance. I love when my things are scheduled out in advance, but what I've come to learn on this entrepreneurial journey is that flow over force is the way. Things always channel through at the divine time. And when there's force present, when there's a trying to figure it out energy present, it's never the right time. And I might not even ever know why it's the right time, but most cases I end up knowing. So I'll give you a little example of what I navigated today, because I was feeling better today. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to record these videos. I'm super excited about it. I actually don't have my main tripod here. I just have a handheld tripod. So I assume that I would be able to find some things in the hotel room, balance them up and record this video, but that was not actually happening. And I couldn't get the lighting right. I just felt like nothing was working. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go take a walk around the hotel grounds and see if there's actually a place outside I could record this video. Couldn't find any places, like situated myself a couple of different spaces, but then, you know, there was power tools going, there was like somebody doing some renovations, et cetera, et cetera. It was like the universe was telling me to just chill. It's not the right time. It's not the right time to film your videos. As much as Zoe really wants to get those edited and out, it's actually not the right time. And there's universal reasons why, right? Let's say, for example, I were to force this video out, it wouldn't be coming from that natural, optimal state of flow from Zoe. Maybe there are people in the world who are going to be receptive to this video when it comes out on, let's say, a Tuesday versus the Friday that I wanted it to come out, right? So kind of putting myself into scenarios of like, maybe this is why it's not the right time, creates a bit of ease for me. So I wanted to give that example. But again, flow over force. I got back up to the hotel room after navigating the grounds looking for a spot to film the video. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let myself off the hook. It's not happening today, but I know I'm hopping on a plane tomorrow at my next location. I can most definitely record a video. There will be a tripod there. I'm going to make it happen. It's all going to be okay. Like, you know, the world's not going to burn down if I don't get a video out by the time that it was in my schedule too. So I wanted to share this with you today just to really presence you to the power of flow versus force. I'm sure that you can all recognize a point in time in your life where, let's say, you had this giant to-do list and you were trying to force yourself to do it and the task just kept going at a snail pace. But then all of a sudden you woke up one day, you had a burst of energy and you powered through that to-do list in like an hour or two, when previously it might have taken you 8 hours. That's the type of energy that I'm speaking to when I say you're in a state of flow. It means that you just get things done. Everything's just seamless. You are just riding the wave and it's getting all done. And it's always a journey, right? A journey of navigating that, knowing that you can trust yourself sometimes to let yourself off of the hook, knowing that you're going to show up for yourselves. This is not an episode to promote procrastination by any means, but what I'm saying is tune into the body, give yourself some spaciousness. And if you're like me and you have workaholic tendencies, bring awareness to that. Anyways, I hope that this episode helped you in some way or illuminated something for you. If it did, please let me know and share on social media. You can tag me. I always love hearing from you guys. And be sure to join the Quantum Accelerator below. It's going to be so much fun. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.